Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street. Casey, how are you?
I am great. Looking forward to walking through soup with the humidity for the rest of the day.
There you go, yeah.
And with the new sports betting bill that passed, KVOE is going to have a betting line on the new ESU president up on your website today, correct?
Yeah, well, that goes into effect here very soon. You know,
yes.
You bring that up. And it's about time to play, Casey, I think.
It is. That's a new moneymaker for KVOE. Just go to the site and bet on future events.
That's exactly. Hey, good idea.
We're taking any and all ideas at this point.
Exactly. Well, how you doing today?
Good. We've got a lot of different things that are going on and coming up very quickly. I thank you to KVUE for some of the different press in relation to our accreditation announcement. Accreditation is something that we take seriously at Emporia Main Street, and basically it's National Main Street and Kansas Main Street looking at what we do on a yearly basis and deciding if we meet all the goals and objectives and standards of the Main Street approach. And most of that is due to public involvement and public investment and achieving measurable results. And we appreciate the continued assistance and cooperative work to make things happen within the local area. So thank you to everyone that continues to invest their time, talent, and treasure in Emporia Main Street, and we'll keep pushing for a better region. Lots of different things that are coming up here relatively quickly. We have some evening events that are taking place right outside of the Emporia Main Street office with the Granada Theater this Saturday. Coming up in July, there's a series of different activities. I know Bernie Toso's leading the charge once again with public fireworks.
Yeah.
The new PIO at the city is doing a great job pushing out some of that information. And then the police department put out some great guidelines on do's and don'ts when it comes to firework sales and celebrations. We have the July 15th Moonlight Madness late night shopping event that will be coming up relatively quickly, so you can beat the heat and get out and shop with a variety of different local merchants and participate in a variety of different specials. It's also the evening, the first night of the two-day Appella Emporia High School reunion weekend.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to welcoming all classes, anybody that has ever graduated from Emporia High School, back to the area, and hopefully that we can build on a first year and create a yearly tradition to get people coming back to Emporia on a consistent weekend with a variety of different coordinated activities. We also have our annual meeting that will be July 20th. That's a luncheon meeting that will be held at the Lyon County History Center. So we're excited to partner with the History Center on our annual meeting. I know every 5 years we have something that's much larger and more ornate, but most of our annual meetings are fairly casual, and we talk about honoring different folks that have done exceptional work over the past year, and we talk just briefly about some of our future plans. So go to EmporiaMainStreet.com for more information on that. We're working on a welcome back block party for Emporia State University and Flint Hills Technical College.
Already?
Yeah.
Man.
I know. It's summer starts, and we'll be gone before you know it. And we're
have a great summer. Welcome back.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. This is for parents, this is their countdown clock. September 10th, we have a ton of vendors that have already signed up for the Great American Market. So every day we have people that are contacting us about that large event. If you want to get involved with the Great American Market, we encourage you to sign up soon. And remember that you only have till the end of the month to enter your information into the Veterans Banner Lottery. So if you haven't entered previously, if you want to honor a veteran, it doesn't cost anything to enter the lottery. It only has a charge associated if you're actually selected,
okay.
And you have till the end of the month. You can go into Emporia Main Street, our office at 727 Commercial Street, or you can log on to EmporiaMainStreet.com, and then we'll do that drawing on July 1st. lots of different things going on with FabLab. We've had all sorts of people coming in, creating cool stuff, and all kinds of other activities happening at Emporia Main Street. But luckily, I don't have to worry about humidity in my hair. So
right there with you. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to a great day today with lots of local information and some awesome things coming up in the not-too-distant future.
And Casey Woods, what about your incubator space? Any details forthcoming?
Yes, we have some pictures that were taken, and we're waiting on edits to our press release, but hopefully we will be able to make that announcement by the end of the week.
You don't want to break it right here, right now?
I do, but I wouldn't want to take the shine away from the new ESU president. I mean, come on.
priorities, understand.
Mr. Thoughtful, we appreciate that. Casey, thanks.
Thanks, Casey.
Thank you.
Yeah, Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street, with us here on a Wednesday morning. So the end of the week.
Okay.
We'll be looking forward to that announcement. Coming up.
Busy weekend, too.
No doubt about that. And, hey, I just wanted to mention, speaking of the weekend, the big fishing tournament, Community Fish Fry, is happening at the Ebenezer United Methodist Church, 4 miles west of Olpe.
Okay.
That fishing tournament begins on Friday. Registration at the church on Friday morning. They've got weigh-ins on Friday, tournament again on Saturday, and then the big Community Fish Fry potluck dinner is from 6 until 8 Saturday night. Now, they really get after it with this thing. This is huge. So it's at the Ebenezer United Methodist Church, 4.5 miles west of Olpe on Road 70.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll say right. The flyer is tremendous, because for more information, you can contact one of about 80 people, and they've got them listed with their numbers here.
They wanted to make sure that you get the information out, so we did.
That's exactly it. It is 6:56. Good morning.
What's hotter than a 4th of July sale? Gion Showcase. Pre-4th.